the third hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that works best for you. Throughout the show tonight, we've been kind of coming back to this list of six reasons, according to some author at libertarianism.org, which I highly question.
Matt Zwolensky.
Highly question this man's libertarian credibility. He is making arguments that maybe this whole non-aggression principle thing that the libertarians follow as their part of their basis of their viewpoint, it should be thrown out. He says it's not good enough, but not in the same way that I say it's not good enough. I say it's not good enough because it doesn't go far enough. The non-aggression principle to me is problematic because it doesn't address peace as a means to the ends that we seek, which, and I don't want to speak for everybody here, but I'm going to try my best. We as liberty-minded people want to see a better society, a world in which people are engaging in consensual behavior with one another, where people do not use aggressive force on one another. But I don't believe that we can get to that world by the use of violence. And so that's why I don't think the NAP or the non-aggression principle is good enough. But that's not the reason why he's going at it. He's coming at it from this utilitarian perspective thus far. One of the points was that, well, if it turned out that we could help a bunch of children who are sick by taxing the richest 1% a small amount, what would be wrong with that? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? And, of course, no, it would not be the right thing to do because you'd be using the threat of violence against those richest 1%. And I realize that that's a fairly popular position because few people like rich people. And so that's kind of the wedge that the government has used for, you know, over 100 years to convince people that taxes are fine. Oh, no, we're going to have this income tax, but it's only going to be on the richest of Americans. So you regular people, you don't have to worry about it. Well, that changed over time, didn't it?
Yes.
So, again, I think there's a real slippery slope concern here, and Ellen and Daryl are joining me. So let's jump back into the list at number three.
Number three, the non-aggression principle has an all-or-nothing attitude toward risk. The NAP clearly implies that it's wrong for me to shoot you in the head, but to borrow an example from David Friedman, what if I merely run the risk of shooting you by putting one bullet into a six-shooter revolver, spinning the cylinder, aiming it at your head, and squeezing the trigger? What if, instead of one bullet, I put five? Of course, almost everything we do imposes some risk of harm on innocent persons.
What is he saying here? Is he saying that under the non-aggression principle that doing that would be okay?
He actually says that it's either okay or it's not okay.
Well, I don't see how this applies because obviously you wouldn't point a gun at somebody's head that you knew was loaded, even if it was just one cartridge, unless you clearly wanted to shoot them.
Right, that sounds pretty aggressive to me.
What about driving on the highway? You run the risk of having a heart attack or getting distracted and causing an accident. Or when you fly in an airplane over populated areas, there's the risk that the airplane will crash, killing thousands or more.
What does that have to do with the non-aggression?
Yeah,
principle?
I don't think this point is
risk.
Valid at all, because pretty much everything you do in everyday life involves a certain amount of risk. Like, you're always risking hurting somebody else or yourself. It's not that the non-aggression principle says that you can't, like, purposely with intent.
Right, there's a difference between
somebody.
Accident
right.
And, you know, and violence.
So he continues, most of us think that some of these risks are justifiable while others are not, and that the difference between them has something to do with the size and likelihood of the risked harm, the importance of the risky activity, and the availability and cost of less risky activities. But considerations like this carry some weight in the non-aggression principle's absolute prohibition on aggression. The principle seems compatible with only two possible rules. Either all risks are permissible, or none are. And neither of these seems sensible.
Okay, so I guess an example of this might be the idea of a guy tinkering with a pipe bomb in his garage versus someone tinkering with a nuclear device in their garage, right? The nuclear device clearly puts his neighbors at risk from annihilation, whereas a pipe bomb is at worst probably just going to blow him up and his garage. So would that be an example of this? Like, you know, the activity is similar, the risk is different. How does this apply to the non-aggression
process? Me walking around just flailing my arms with a closed fist, and if anybody happens to be in my path, they might get hit. Most people would avoid that intentionally. Oh, this guy's a crazy man. He might hit me. I'm going to walk away. So am I putting people at risk or am I not? He's saying that under the non-aggression principle that either... That is just as acceptable as me trying to build a nuclear device in my basement, or neither of those things is acceptable.
Well, hopefully, if you're building a nuclear device in your basement, you know what you're doing. Like, you don't want to hurt anybody else. Like, I mean, maybe that's what it's intended for in the end.
If you're building a nuclear device in your basement, that may be an indicator that you don't know what you're doing.
Well, maybe if you're going to use it for something like bombing a city, that I mean, that would obviously be a threat to other people. But if you're just building it for, say, maybe you want a nuclear reactor so that you can get an unlimited supply of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hopefully, if you're doing this, you've set up enough security so that there's not going to be any accident. You know, you're not going to blow yourself up or the entire neighborhood.
Right, but... Let's go back to one of the examples that he gives of driving down the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
You run the risk of having, you know, some sort of distraction and causing an accident.
Or something like that, sure.
Or, you know, he says heart attack. You could, you know, have a bee fly into the window of your car and sting you in the eyeball.
Yeah.
And you could then wind up causing a giant accident. Is... You're driving down the interstate, knowing that you're putting hundreds or thousands of people at risk. He's saying that either that's as acceptable as putting five bullets into a gun, spinning the barrel and pointing it at someone's head.
Ridiculous.
Or neither one of those is an acceptable risk.
One of those is an absolute act of aggression, and you know it's clear that it's an act of aggression, whereas when you're driving from point A to point B, it wasn't your intention to cause an accident. Whereas if you put a bullet in a gun and spin the... revolver or whatever, and then you pull the trigger, it's your intention to possibly splatter somebody's head. I mean, that's because that's a realistic possibility,
right.
Whereas most of the time when you travel from point A to point B, you know, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
So, number four on the list, he claims that the non-aggression principle does not have a prohibition on fraud. Says that libertarians usually say that violence may legitimately be used to prevent either force or fraud, but according to the non-aggression principle, the only legitimate use of force is to prevent or punish the initiator of physical violence. And fraud is not physical violence. If I tell you that the painting you are about to buy is a genuine Renoir, and it's not, I have not physically aggressed against you. But if you
is
buy
it... Is it aggression, though?
Find out it's fake, and then send the police or some other agency to my house to get your money back, then you have aggressed against me.
I think it is a form of aggression, though, even
fraud.
If it's not physical. Yes, fraud is... I would say it's a metaphorical form of aggression, but you're still... It's still aggression in the fact that you're getting something that's undeserved without the other person knowing about it.
What do you think, Daryl, on this one? I think this is a pretty tough question.
It is, and it also depends on which one of the many definitions of non-aggression principle you read. Because some do say you do not have a legitimate right to initiate force or fraud. Others do not include the words or fraud.
We'll come back with more here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Is fraud an aggression? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe he's right on this point. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at bitcoingeneralstore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit bitcoingeneralstore.com today. That's bitcoingeneralstore.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Time for your call and thoughts. If you make it now, you may dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The number here brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up, and it's going to be happening. We're about 2 months away at this point. It is not too late for you to get tickets. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C,
FEST.com. You can go there and grab your tickets for this 11th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great excuse to come up here to New Hampshire and get a feel for what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who actually understand what freedom is all about. If you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before, you really should go ahead and check it out. The price is all $60. That gets you in for the entire week. It's Sunday through Sunday, the 22nd of June through the 29th of June. And if you can't come up for the whole week, come up for the weekend or come up for whatever portion of the Porcupine Freedom Festival that you can come for, because it'll be worth it. It's awesome to be around people who actually understand freedom. There's all kinds of interesting presentations and exciting events happening. There's music. There's
what are you most looking forward to?
You know what? I just love being at Porkfest. I don't think there's anything in particular this year. I think it's going to be fun to have the big gay dance party at nighttime this year. So I think that's going to be cool. I think the big gay dance party is usually a lot of fun for me. I enjoy that. Although I'll probably have to take a night off from the show in order to attend it now that it's at night.
And they're actually having two cook-offs this year.
Oh, okay, cool.
They've got the one-pot cook-off that they've been doing for a long time and something new called Brunch Fest, where they're having people, wow. It's not limited to what you can cook in one pot. So you can make, you know, like a dish, and you can bribe the judges.
Now, Ellen, how many years have you gone to the Porcupine Freedom Festival now?
Last year was my first year.
First time. Are you going back?
Yeah, I am. I am going this year for 5 days, I think. I have my own campsite now, so I'm excited to go.
What was it that was fun for you? What did you really like from last year?
Everything. I mean, first of all, it was really amazing just to be able to go and see all of these speakers and, you know, everybody. There's so many different experts that give speeches, and there's even the events where people can come up from just the peanut gallery and say whatever they want. I think, what was it, the Soapbox Idol? I really enjoyed that. I also enjoyed just being able to walk around, and pretty much any person that you stop and talk to will be extremely friendly. I had nothing but good experiences there. And it was mostly just spending time around people that I had never met before and that shared my, my same love for liberty that made it so enjoyable to me.
Absolutely. It's really just amazing to meet some of these people. And most of them are, by the way, first-timers. So, probably a very small amount of people compared to the full attendees. Last year, I think there were around 1,500 people that attended. I'm just taking a shot in the dark here based on the people that I saw and the numbers that whenever I get up on stage at Porkfest, I always like to ask how many people are there for the first time. And it's almost always 70 to 80% of the audience. So it's really a great event because it attracts a bunch of new people to New Hampshire. They get to experience the community of what it's like to actually live nearby other people who love freedom. Now, it's only a week, but it sure is probably the best week of the year. It's a lot of fun. It's $60 right now if you go to porkfest.com and get registered. But there's a special sale coming up on Sunday. The 420 sale. Porkfest tickets will be $50 on Sunday, 420. That's Easter Sunday. You got one day to get a special $10 discount on the Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets. After that, the price goes back up to $60. So if you want $50 tickets, mark your calendar and go and grab your tickets at porkfest.com this Sunday, April 20th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. I have confirmed Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll also have the LRN.FM media room, which means we're going to be featuring other great shows. I haven't confirmed who all is going to be there yet. I do know Michael Dean will be doing his overnight show. So for people who are up late and partying at
1 o'clock in the morning,
Monday through Thursday, Michael Dean's going to be broadcasting live, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's going to bring a bit of a different feel to the overnights at Porkfest.
My guess is Angel Clark will most likely be there as well.
I think she intends to go. I haven't confirmed that yet. I don't want to go out on a limb and confirm anybody else at this moment. But usually there are several great liberty-oriented shows.
I know
shows.
That Conan is wanting to do an episode of Black Sheep Rising.
Oh, bringing out the video equipment and setting up a studio. Very cool. So we'll be doing all that stuff and more. Go to porkfest.com to learn about the event. It's exciting. You should be there if you love freedom. And if you can't make it this year, start planning for next year, because this event is something you really don't want to miss. Let's jump back in, Daryl. We've got a few more. What, two more to go? Where are we at on this list?
We're still on the what about fraud?
Oh, right, right. We were talking about what is fraud, aggression. There's different definitions of the non-aggression principle. And you know, the Cyphase makes a good point online. He says that fraud could be classified as a form of theft, which most people would agree that theft is an act of aggression.
Yes.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like, I think there's two ways of looking at fraud. You can either put the blame on the person who committed the act or the person who was frauded. And like, depending on how you view it, it's either aggression or not. But I'd say it's ridiculous to blame the victim. Like, victim blaming, you can't say that if somebody robs your car that it's your fault. Like, there's things that you could have done maybe to prevent it, but ultimately it's the person who broke into your car that is at fault. And it's the same with fraud. Like, if somebody knowingly like takes your credit card number, That's their fault.
But now, fraud, I mean, I think it could get a little more nebulous. So,
let's say, for instance, that someone else starts a radio show called Free Talk Live.
It's actually happened, as a matter of fact.
Then, if they present themselves as a completely separate radio program,
yep,
then I would say that there is no fraud. However, if they start saying, you know, Free Talk Live, now with John and Bubba instead of Mark and Ian, mm-hmm, and start using, you know, promo material from this Free Talk Live.
Use the logo.
Try saying, you know, we're in the heavy 100, top 50. Then, you know, they are definitely committing fraud.
Right, because then they'd be lying. They're not actually in the top 50. That would be this Free Talk Live. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because, funny, we were talking about this other radio show host earlier in the program tonight, Hal Turner, who's a white supremacist, basically a piece of trash. And turns out that Hal Turner was working for the FBI. But since you mentioned somebody kind of using the name Free Talk Live to do a radio show, a few years back there was actually some white supremacist group that started a show called Free Talk Live. And the good news is it doesn't exist anymore, because the guy who ran the show murdered his girlfriend and then killed himself.
Well, that's not good news.
It's not good that he murdered his girlfriend, but he's dead now, so the show's over. But nonetheless, you know, it was one of those things where if you were searching for Free Talk Live on Google, we'd come up first. But if you kept going down the list, you'd find the white supremacist Free Talk Live. And that was pretty upsetting. But I decided that, you know, I'm not going to do anything about it. Whatever. It's, you know, freedom. Let them make their decision. We'll still be the most popular one, and we're the original, etc. So more coming up here in moments. More about fraud as well. What about people selling, like, ripoffs, knockoffs? Let's get into that.
855. That's a genuine Polex.
855-450. Free is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. If you haven't done that already, you'll need to do that before you can call us, but that's a very simple process, and we'll accept you. Talking about the door devil, I mentioned it earlier in the show tonight. It is a very important product if you care about security of your home. If you've taken the time to put in an alarm system, you really should consider the Door Devil, which will cost you all of about $60 and will permanently reinforce your door, which is the very place that burglars are statistically most likely to attack. Alarms essentially funnel burglars to the doors because window sensors are typically set to trip immediately. Thus, the door, which has a delay, as you know, probably know if you've used an alarm system, you can open the door and then go to the little punch pad. You get a couple, like a minute or whatever, or two to punch in your code, which means that that's the lowest risk target for entry for any criminals. So they kick your door in, and then they've got 2 minutes to just grab a bunch of stuff and run out before the alarm goes off. Well, Door Devil can help you with that. It actually shores up your door, and we've got one installed at the LRN.FM studios. It's a great product. Now, I'm not a handy person at all, so I didn't do the installation, but it's not a complicated installation, and my handyman said that he was really impressed with it. So you can go to DoorDevil.com and grab yourself a Door Devil or more than one. The price is right, and it'll help keep some damage from being done to your property. DoorDevil.com. Berkey.com. And even if they do manage to smash your door in with a door devil, it'll still make it a lot more difficult for them to actually get into and out of your home at that point, because then they have to climb through basically a smashed-up door at that point. So this thing seems like it's a really good product. DoorDevil.com. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the number. We're continuing the discussion about fraud at the moment. The larger topic is this article from libertarianism.org, which I question why it's even showing up on a site by that name. Apparently, there's some sort of rebuttal article or two or three that has been posted, so maybe there are multiple bloggers there and they don't all agree. But the question is about fraud and whether or not that is aggression. Is fraud covered in the non-aggression principle?
And I think to another degree, this sort of touches on the whole thing of intellectual property. And a lot of libertarians that I know don't necessarily agree with the current setup of intellectual property.
I sure don't. I don't agree with the whole idea of it.
You know, everything that I put out is either under a Creative Commons license or under Copyheart.
You, as a publisher of actual printed material, which
yes.
is one of the things you do over on your website, fpp.cc.
So,
Copyheart meaning?
Meaning that I claim no ownership over it, put it out with a little tag that says, copying is an act of love. Love is not subject to law.
Is that your thing? Did you come up with Copyheart or somebody
else? I wish that I could say that I came up with that. Mm-hmm. It was actually Nina Paley.
Who's that?
From Question Copyright. She has a comic strip that I cannot remember the name of off the top of my head.
Okay.
But there's a neat little YouTube video called Copying is Not Theft that Nina put out. And on a quick side note, I actually downloaded that video and uploaded it to my YouTube channel, and it got flagged for violating YouTube's copyright.
Wow.
And it actually wasn't her account that flagged it. It was a totally different third party that was not involved at all with the making of the video. So I sent a thing saying, you know, like, the title of this video is Copying is Not Theft. I'm sharing it for educational purposes. And then it was, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. But so to let's say, for instance, that someone takes one of the books that I have published and they, you know, retype every word that I wrote in the book, and they redesign a book cover and put it out that they were the author of Duopoly, How the Republicrats Control the Electoral Process. Would that be fraud?
I would say that's somewhat fraudulent. What do you think, Ellen?
If you're copying someone's work and claiming that you're the one that did it?
Yes.
I don't know. This
word
is
for word?
Word for word.
I would say that.
No
fraud.
Changes.
Word for word. Yeah, I would say that is fraudulent because that's somebody else's work. Like, they actually were the ones that spelled out all those exact words. They were the ones that created that exact book. Now, if you were to alter it, then maybe it wouldn't be as fraudulent. Like, I would still say that's kind of a scummy thing to do. Like, you just wouldn't do that if you were a decent person. But if you're the one that actually created something and then somebody else is trying to take credit for it, like the same exact thing, then I would say that is fraudulent. I mean, if they're creating their own content and just like calling it the same thing, that in itself wouldn't be fraud.
No, it wouldn't be fraud if they just took your word for word and then simply reprinted that as, I'm going to publish Daryl Perry's Duopoly
right.
book. It still says Daryl Perry is the author on it, but Daryl Perry doesn't get a dime from the sales.
That would not be fraud.
That's
if you
copying.
Want to go down to, you know, FedEx, Kinko's, or Staples and run off copies at whatever price they're going to charge you.
Or maybe I could scan in pages.
Bind it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, if you want to go through the trouble of reselling my book in a way that I don't get money, yeah, okay, whatever, I don't care.
Right. That's not what we're talking about,
though. Right. But if you, you know, and for the most part, I probably wouldn't say, you know, you owe me damages. It'd be like, so how many copies did you sell? How much did you make? All right, give me half. because you totally committed fraud. You know, compensate me for something.
Right. I think there's a difference between spreading ideas and actually trying to take the product of someone else's labor. Like, there's a huge difference there. Like, if you're just trying to get the word out about Daryl Perry, that's different than saying that you are Daryl Perry.
Right.
Let's go on.
So, number five, he claims that the non-aggression principle has a parasitic theory on property. Says even if the NAP is correct, it cannot serve as a fundamental principle of libertarian ethics because its meaning and normative force are entirely parasitic on the underlying theory of property. Now, before I continue, I just want to say that he seems to think that all libertarians are propertarians when in fact they are not.
What does this all mean?
Propertarian meaning someone who holds the idea of property above all else.
Okay.
Most people that are propertarians will not consider themselves propertarians, but when they talk about things, you can definitely tell that that's what they're insinuating. So he says, suppose that A walks across an empty field where B jumps out of the bushes and clubs A on the head. It certainly looks like B is the aggressing party against A in this case, but on the libertarian view, whether this is so depends entirely on the relevant property rights, specifically who owns the field. Yeah. If it is B's field and A was crossing without B's consent, then A was the one who actually aggressed against B, thus aggression.
This is the libertarian, I don't know if libertarian, I've heard this new term, libertarian brutalist, and I don't really know how it's been defined, but I think this may be part of it, where there's a certain segment of libertarians who believe that, aha, you've crossed onto my property line, now I may shoot you, or club you.
Those would be propertarians.
Okay, that's ridiculous. The kind of the standard, as I understand it, is that you cannot use more than a amount of force that is necessary to repel the individual. So
the proper reasonable.
Thing, the appropriate thing to do would be to say, excuse me, sir, you're on my property, and I would prefer if you leave. Please leave. Rather than jumping straight to the clubbing. There's more coming up here in moments at 855 450 free. So he's just taking some of this to the point of absurdity. 855-450-3733. But I do get his point that the non-aggression principle doesn't address some of these subtleties. And that's true. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your call if you dial now, toll-free, to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in, username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can get more of Ellen over at her website, alpshow.com, and Daryl at his website, fpp.cc. If you like what's happening here on Free Talk Live, you like the ideas of liberty being discussed on a nightly basis on over 100 radio stations, coast to coast, plus the internet. We've got a bunch of ways to listen, of course, internet, satellite, phone, webcam, radio, all over the place. If you like the idea of Free Talk Live being in people's ears, new people, people who don't know what the ideas of freedom are, who don't know what the non-aggression principle is, if you like what we're doing here, you value Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for us to get Free Talk Live not only on more radio stations coast to coast, which we're at 145 right now, but also to bring new internet listeners on board with this show as well. So we're doing an AdWords campaign on Google right now. We're doing a fundraiser for that, where if you become an amplifier, your AMP money is doubled. So if you become an amplifier for $5 a month, which is the minimum amount, that's like doing it for 10, because we've got some generous contributors who are willing to put up that extra $5 to match your $5. You do $10 a month, it's like doing 20. So please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the brand-new AMP-only Facebook group, which has been very, very popular since we started it. So some great perks involved, but most importantly, you're helping spread the ideas of freedom. It's very, very effective. Every $5 that you give are, what, something like 20? We're paying 50 cents per click, so, you know, that's several clicks there that you're going to get us if you pony up for this campaign. Of course, some of the money also goes to help pay Daryl to do affiliate relations work for us as well. So, yeah, 10 clicks, I guess, for every $5, but because your $5 is doubled, it's like getting 20 clicks on our website for every $5 that you put in, and some of those clicks are going to turn into listeners, and some of those listeners are going to absorb and appreciate and really like the ideas of freedom. So thank you for helping us with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue on with the list here, Daryl. I feel like we might actually get through this thing.
So
there's six reasons why.
There's just a little bit more on number five, and then I'll go back over the list before we do number six.
All right, the six reasons why this author says the non-aggression principle isn't...
why libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle. Number five was that the non-aggression principle is parasitic on a theory of property, and he says that aggression, in the libertarian view, doesn't really mean physical violence at all. It means a violation of my property rights. But if this is true, then the NAP's focus on aggression and violence is at best superfluous and at worst misleading. It is the enforcement of property rights, not the prohibition of aggression, that is fundamental to libertarianism. And that's what I meant by saying that, you know, most people that hold this view are actually propertarians, meaning that, you know, they put the property rights above everything else.
Well, wouldn't they also say that their body is their property? So therefore, it would count if you aggressed against their person?
They would, but again, you know, if I'd accidentally wander onto your property, and let's claim or, you know, pretend for a second that you're a propertarian, and I don't realize that I have wandered off of the sidewalk onto your property, then, you know, a propertarian or libertarian brutalist is the term that you had used earlier, would then feel completely justified in coming out and beating me to death.
I think that's completely unreasonable. Like, it would be aggression because that's... You're responding in something that's unreasonably over the top. Like, they just wandered onto your property. It's not as if they smashed your window. Like, you're just...
Still aggression.
It would only be reasonable if you responded with the same amount of urgency as the situation demanded. Like, if you go out and shoot a person that's walking on your lawn, like, that's obviously too much of a response. That is initiation of force.
It's obvious to us, but apparently to some people it's not so obvious.
It just seems like it would be common sense.
So before we get to number six, let's go back over one through five.
Right.
The first one is that the non-aggression principle prohibits all forms of pollution, that it prohibits small harms for the sake of larger benefits. There is an all or nothing attitude towards risk. There is no prohibition on fraud, according to this author, and that there is a parasitic theory on property. And number six, Ian, just think about the children. For one second, think about the children. It's one thing to say that aggression against others is wrong. It's quite another to say that it's the only thing that is wrong, or the only wrong that is properly subject to prevention or rectification by force. But taken to its consistent extreme, as Murray Rothbard once took it, the NAP implies that there is nothing wrong with allowing your 3-year-old son to starve to death as long as you did not forcibly prevent him from obtaining his own food. Or at least it implies that would be wrong for others to, say, trespass onto your property in order to give your child food.
I think he's got a point there, and I think he does make a few points in this article. I don't agree with all of them, but I think he makes a few points that show the failing of the non-aggression principle. I mean, what would you say to that one about the example of the kid, the child, the 3-year-old?
Yeah, I don't really know how to answer it because this just seems like one of those completely asinine sort of objections that people throw out, sort of like the mythical objection that people throw out. Hold on.
Mm.
That say if we legalize drugs, then there's going to be 3-year-olds standing on the street corner holding AK-47 selling crack at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've never heard that one, but I've certainly heard some of the, you know, the heroin vending machines, and they are going to come out with a marijuana vending machine in Denver. So
it takes Bitcoin.
Yes, maybe there's something to that.
But to say that, you know, somehow you would be committing an act of aggression by trying to feed someone's child is completely asinine.
Well, okay, but I get what he's saying, though, is that he's not saying that. He's saying that the non-aggression principle The people that are the total adherents to, the, say, the propertarian view would say that, well, you can't come on my property to save my three-year-old from starvation.
Right. He says it would be wrong for others to trespass onto your property to feed your child.
By the viewpoint, not his viewpoint, but by the viewpoint of the propertarian, they would say that that would be wrong. And I get what he's saying there. When it comes to, and he said this is a ridiculous example, it's not really. There have been examples of mothers who've had a child and, like, left it in a garbage pail or something like that, you know, had a child and left it in the bathroom where, you know, wherever they had the child. And so it's certainly not unheard of for somebody with a child to simply abandon all responsibility.
No, I'm not saying that abandoning a child is a ridiculous concept, because I know that it happens. What I'm saying is ridiculous is that someone would use force to prevent you from giving their child food.
That would be ridiculous.
Well, in essence, that would be committing force against the child, wouldn't it? Because they're preventing the child from living at that point if they're not letting somebody feed it. Like, if you choose to have a child, that's your responsibility. You can't just give it up.
Well, I tend to agree with you. But the point he's making is that under the he's saying the non-aggression principle doesn't address that.
Well, it doesn't specifically, right. not directly anyway, but I would say that it is a form of aggression if you're not allowing your child to eat. Like, that's directly causing them to be sick and die.
He's not saying that in this scenario that the person would not be allowing the child to eat. It's just that the person is not feeding the child. So in theory, if the three-year-old could open the refrigerator door and get into the refrigerator,
right,
then maybe it would be able to feed itself, or if it could catch a lizard or something like that. I mean, so I agree that with
or if
point
it could
here,
climb a ladder and get the food, you know, dangling from the ceiling. I'm not preventing you from climbing the ladder.
Yeah,
go ahead and climb.
His point is that the non-aggression principle doesn't address this responsibility that we all, most everyone, believes parents have for their offspring, that which they create. We tend to believe that they have a responsibility to take care of, and he's saying, well, the non-aggression principle doesn't address that. And he's right, and I think there are several instances where the non-aggression principle is not enough for a good moral kind of societal interaction with other people.
Right, and I mean, obviously it doesn't address it directly that you have responsibilities. Like, if you're choosing to have a child, that's obviously taking on a responsibility that you can't just give up. Like, you can't allow something that is your responsibility to just die. But it's just a starting point, really.
I agree.
And he actually concludes by saying that libertarians are ingenious, and I have no doubt that given sufficient time, they can think up a host of ways to tweak, tinker, and contextualize the NAP in a way that makes some progress in dealing with the problems I have raised.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, alpshow.com, and fpp.ca. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.